بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this last ruku we read that when Allah Ta'ala gave the command that you will be taken to task for what comes in your heart, also thoughts, stray thoughts, etc. And that was very hard on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they expressed it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, don't be like the Bani Israel, the Jews, that they said, sami'na wa asayna, we heard but we disobey. Rather you say, sami'na wa ata'na, that we heard and we will obey. Even if it appears we can't do it, but we will try our best. And Allah has left the door of Tawbah and Istighfar open. Where a person cannot manage, then he makes Tawbah and Istighfar. After that, Allah Ta'ala explained and praised the Sahaba on their great Iman, that they bring Iman on Allah, Akhirat, etc., without seeing Allah Ta'ala, without seeing Akhirat. In fact, their Iman was so great that what they see with their eyes, they denied, and what they heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they fully believed in that. The Iman was of a very great level. Then Allah Ta'ala showed His mercy and said He will not take to task for those stray thoughts that come in a person's mind. And then Allah Ta'ala also said that what you have earned in your heart, that is, if you have brought pride, kufr, shirk in your heart, you have got disloyalty in your heart, all the evil qualities, for that you will be taken to town. And all the good qualities you have of Iman and Yaqeen, love of Deen and Sunnah, etc., for that you will be rewarded. And then Allah Ta'ala taught a dua that these things which we cannot manage, which are two in principle, one is what a person forgets, and the other one what he makes a mistake. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that Allah Ta'ala has relieved this ummah from the mistakes that they make and what they forget. And also it comes in the Hadith, what Allah wants to give a person, then Allah gives him the tawfiq to make dua for that. And yeah, Allah Himself has taught us the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا. Ya Rabb, humare na pakar humko agar hum bhoole. Oh Allah, do not take us to task if we forget. Oh akhtana ya chuke. Or if we make a mistake, do not take us to task for that. So consequently we see, like for example, roza, if a person forgets he's got roza, and he eats in his roza, and even if he eats to his full, his roza does not break. And in fact the command is so much that if we see somebody is eating in his roza, and we know he's a weak person, then don't even remind him. Let him eat to his full. And don't even tell him, but his roza will be still intact. So much Allah Ta'ala has overlooked and forgiven what we forget also. And what we do by mistake also, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven that also. So Allah has relieved us very, very greatly, and Allah has made it very easy. But at the same time, ulama mufassireen have written that we should keep in mind that from one aspect, from what we forget and do, what we make do by mistake, we can be held liable for that also. As it is said, that what we cannot manage, Allah does not take us to task for that. The ear cannot see, so Allah won't take the ear to task for not seeing. The eyes cannot hear, Allah Ta'ala won't take that eyes to task for not hearing, because that is beyond their capacity. So what is beyond our capacity, Allah will not take us to task. But this that we forget, and what we do by mistake, is in an aspect also within our capacity. And therefore, we can be taken to task. This is Allah's mercy that He said He won't take us to task for that. The example and the explanation of that is very clear. If, for example, a person doesn't pay attention, he allows his mind to float around, then he is going to forget. And then he is going to make mistakes. Now, the principal root cause is that he was not paying attention, which was in his capability. He could pay attention. Just like in namaz, if we do not pay, if our mind floats around in our namaz, in one aspect we are fully responsible for that, because we are duty bound that we must think of Allah Ta'ala. Think of the namaz which we are in, what we are reading. If we do that, stray thoughts won't come. It's impossible for two thoughts to come in a person's mind at one time. So if we think of the right thing, and that is one of the solutions, an easy way to get concentration in namaz, that what we have to think of, just think of Alhamdu Sharif. What the meaning is, no stray thoughts can come. But when we leave our minds free, we don't think of anything, then stray thoughts come. So if we just do what we have to understand it more easier, a person, for example, who is under the influence of liquor, or he took drugs, and now he doesn't know what he's doing. Now we can say that he doesn't know what he's doing because he's under the influence of liquor, or the drugs are causing him to do all that. But to take liquor and to take drugs, that is his choice. So why did he take drugs? Why did he drink liquor? That was his choice. So because of that, the other wrong things came about. So in a sense, we are responsible. And Allah can take us to task. But Allah in His mercy has said, He will not take us to task for what we forget and what we do by mistake. But we should, and Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali is also written, like for example, somebody treats you in a bad way, insults you, humiliates you, you become angry, but you don't do anything about it. You in return, you don't retaliate, and you also show your anger, but you feel it in your heart, so that you won't be taken to task for. But the higher level is, which a person should strive for, that he doesn't even feel it in his heart. And that was the level of our great Buzurg, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali says, the world can praise me, it doesn't mean anything to me. And the world can criticize me, it means nothing to me. So that a person must have his relationship with Allah Ta'ala all the time, not with the creation. Whether the whole world praises you or the whole world condemns and criticizes you, it doesn't mean anything. You are worried all the time of my position by Allah Ta'ala. And I don't know what my position is there. And that worries you. That is what. So if all conditions that come and it affects us, if we do something, we will be taken to task for that. We swear back in return, we fight back in return, etc. And that for that, that is our attitude, that we will be taken to task. But we don't say anything, we control ourselves, then we won't be taken to task. But the higher position is within ourselves also. We must not feel anything. Our hearts must be clear. And the criticisms and the praises of the people mean nothing to us. We should strive and make our islah to that level. Then a person has all the time peace. He has got peace of mind, contentment of heart all the time. And the conditions of the world can go from one end to the other, but it will make no difference to him, and he will be all the time, he will be in a state of happiness and contentment with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq and reality of Quran Sharif, which is through and through tasawwuf and islah. And let us realize that and bring that into our lives, so we get the enjoyment of Jannat in this world already. And when we will go and physically enjoy that, what to say of that condition?